Alaska Airlines has begun offering wireless internet service on one of its jets, but it will be about a year before Wi-Fi is available on most Alaska routes. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A number of major airlines have been testing onboard online service. The idea is to give passengers the ability to email, web browse, download music and movies, and use other applications during flights. Alaska Airlines started developing its system last year, and it began offering a trial version on one of its jets late last month. Chase Craig manages product development and market research for the airline.
It has a antenna on top of the aircraft that points directly to satellites based over the equator, and the signals to and from the aircraft are then routed through a series of components boarded and loaded inside the aircraft that turn it into internet traffic for a wireless network. It's pretty much the same kind of experience you have at a coffee shop or a hotel.
Passengers had their first chance to try out the system on a February 26th flight from Seattle to San Jose. Craig says the Wi-Fi equipped plane will cover most routes other than Hawaii during its two-month trial.
The 737-700 is capable of flying all over our network. It does mostly runs up and down the West Coast. It does go to Alaska, and it does go to the kind of the mid-continental areas, Denver, Phoenix, places like that.
If things go well, more jets will get the equipment starting in the fall. Complete installation will take into next year. Combi aircraft, which carry cargo and passengers, will not be included, at least until later. Alaska Airlines' Wi-Fi system was developed by California-based Row 44, a company also working with Dallas-based Southwest Airlines. Its satellite system is expected to work better over mountains and water than tower-based configurations used by other companies. Airline analyst Ray Neidel of New York-based Calion Securities expects onboard internet to become popular.
That will be another source of revenue for the airlines as soon as they work the bugs out. It's a product in this new age of instant communications that the customer wants.
Are you aware of any air carrier that's making it work, bringing in revenue from it yet?
No, everybody's still experimenting with different types of systems. For longer distance carriers, the satellite seems to be what they want. Or for airlines that go to remote areas, like Alaska, satellite might be better than ground.
While a number of airlines are offering onboard wireless, Michael Cintron of the International Airline Passenger Association says customers haven't seen enough yet to offer much comment. He says the issue will likely be speed, plus a major potential irritation factor.
What little feedback we have get is as long as there is no phone conversations over the internet, people like it. That's the one thing they don't want is, just like cell phones on the airplanes, please don't have people using Skype or other voice over IP.
Alaska and other airlines are blocking the phone services, but they have no plans at this time to block adult websites. Seattle-based Alaska Airlines is offering onboard Wi-Fi free during its two-month trial. Craig says it's considering a variety of fee options for later flights. Other airlines started with Wi-Fi fees ranging from $6 to $15 per flight. Craig says Alaska hopes to charge less than $10. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.